this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful healing evening. Today is Friday, and it's March 11th, 2011. So let's start off here with a trauma clearing for people, since we're dealing with traumas a lot here around the world. So we'll do that. So think of a trauma that you may have experienced, and we'll clear that from you. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another trauma release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feeling a little bit better here. Another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do another one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so this will work on the archive, so if you wish to maybe inform some people that you may know about who have had some traumas from the water energies recently here, you could have them just go to the BBS archives and take a listen. So, Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am, Ron, yes. Good evening, and good evening, everybody out there in BBS land. So we have a few people on the fast chat already. We've got Larry and Eric and Tom and Sarah, Rhonda, Ed in Austria, Marie R., Fred, and Holly I'm seeing so far. So welcome to everybody on the fast chat and everybody who hasn't typed any questions in. It is Friday, so Ron will be having his Q&A call this evening after the BBS show. So a little after 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern time for probably about an hour, maybe a teeny bit more, but Ron's on the East Coast now himself, so probably just an hour perhaps. And the number for that, if you would like to come on and if you've not done before and you're new, this is an opportunity where you can speak directly with Ron and ask him your questions on a conference line that we all get on. And the number is 646-519-5800. Then you'll be prompted for a PIN, and it's 9009, and then the pound sign. And then you do have another Sunday this week, Ron, right? This weekend of the 8-hour healing call?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's the second of the series of three of the Sundays, and if you're not on those yet, and you would like to be, you can go to Ron's website, Creation Light Ship, LIGHTSHIP, creationlightship.com, and register and pay for that through PayPal, or you can send Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And Ron, do you want to just do a quick little recap for anyone that's new or hasn't been on those that might be interested?
Yeah, the call is about getting rid of the alien energies that live inside of us, extraterrestrial life forms that we cannot see, but a lot of these are physical here, like the jellyfish, the octopus, a squid, mosquitoes, ticks, maggots, worms, snakes, caterpillars, etc. And so not all of these, like the caterpillars may not be, you know, always bad, but the alien life forms do take advantage of them, and they become energetic. So we do have these things crawling around inside of us, and this is what happens. We can get rid of them. So this is the best thing to do, is to go on these calls to get them released from you. So it's like a physical body rejuvenation, getting rid of these unseen, invisible energies that you cannot physically see, but they're causing you harm. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. If you're not familiar with those, there's also an online clearing that you can do for, I believe it's $50 a month. You can do clear these out.
I think it's 30 a month.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I think you're right. 30 a month. The 8-hour intensive that Ron does 3 Sundays of most months throughout the year are a very amped up, extra multi-layered version of that kind of thing. There's a lot of stuff going on those. So if you're aware of these energies in your body, the 8-hour calls every month, of which there are 3 on Sundays, are a really, really good way to get cleaned out. Do you want to do a couple of samples, Ron, in case there are any new people listening who haven't felt what it feels like to get these released yet?
Yeah, the one that most people enjoy having released from them, if you can say it's enjoyable, is the octopus energy. So here we go. These wrap around our lungs, our rib cage, our back, our neck. And you may wonder why you're not feeling too well, and this can be the problem. So here we go. Taking away, I'll just do them one at a time here. So first, octopus energy. I'll count to 10 to release it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next octopus being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 3 octopus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So get up, walk around, see how you feel, everybody. And bend over, stretch, twist, and you might realize that your body's a little bit looser. And this is not a subjective type of thing. This actually happens. So I'm not trying to tell you that you have something in you, and then it's for you to think or understand that you do. It's being released, okay? We'll do a snake energy now. This one's wrapped around your neck. Here we go. We'll get rid of 4 snakes. So first snake released, second released, third released, and fourth released. There we go. And just see how you're feeling. What I will say, I'll be doing at the expo here in New York, the New Life Expo. I'll probably be doing that also online. So if you wish to listen to them, I'll have a small fee for that. And you're going to be able to actually hear, I'm doing 2 workshops after the expo, and also I'll have 3 events at the expo, so you can go onto a conference call line, which I'll get set up probably the first part of next week here, and you can actually listen to our live events happening. So in New York time here, on Friday night, I have it's about 45 minutes in length. So Friday night at 7 o'clock, you can just write that down if you wish. They'll also be on the website shortly. Saturday at 2 o'clock, this is New York time again, and Sunday at 4 o'clock. These will all be about 45-minute lectures that I'll be transmitting from my cell phone into the conference call line, so you can actually listen to people. And then 2 other evenings or days, I guess evenings, will be on the following, that the dates for that would be the 18th, 19th, and 20th, I believe. And then the following week will be the 24th and 26th. And the date on the 24th, the time would be 6:30 to 9:30 in the evening. And Saturday is going to start at 2 o'clock. So what you can do is just call into the conference line, or you can even call in live. We'll see how that's going here. And you can call in and be on a speakerphone and sitting right with us here at this workshop. Last 2 will actually be on a conference call line, the 24th and 26th. So that'll be on the website coming up. So, Carrie, if you want to join us and hear what it's like, If you haven't been at one of my workshops or lectures, you're going to have a lot of fun. So we have five of those that will be put online here for you to attend. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So we don't have too many questions yet on the fast chat, so if you guys want to type anything in, I'll read out as much as I can. We do have a question or a request from Marie R. Could we do a sinus infection clearing? She is asking.
Let's first look at, for sinuses, we'll do entities, because you could be picking up entities causing your problem. You may have the problem maybe a little bit, but they could come on board, and you could be dealing with people that are either very, very young, people maybe with runny noses all the time. You know, young children have that. You could be dealing with elderly people, maybe have maybe lung cancer or something. They have a difficult time breathing. People who have infections themselves. So here we go. I'm going to take away entities that are attached to you. And take a deep breath, everybody, and just kind of see how you are doing. How's your breathing working? Okay? And I'll take away entities now. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 as we keep getting them away. Bring up your light beam on the monitor screen if you like. Scroll down a little ways and bring it up, and we're going to energize that while we do this clearing. So here we go. So count to 10. 1, 2, getting rid of entities. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now these are entities that could be sinus related. They could have lung cancer hanging out with you, causing you to have poor breathing difficulties. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And what we're going to do, too, is bring forth some energy. And this energy that you're going to be feeling will be from the light ship. We're going to bring in some of the silver water energy. You might feel it going into your sinuses. Here we go. So stronger. This is healing water. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Inhale, exhale a few times. We're bringing in oxygen now for you. This will be number 27. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 88 is coming. Different type of oxygen for healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 51. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, do some more deep breathing and just see how you're feeling. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, excuse me. My sinuses are clear, but my nose is tickling a bit from this. Maybe it's that water thing. Does that make the fluids in our nose cells change when you bring in the silver healing energy? What does that do?
It actually kind of like flushes you out a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
Actually going on the light ship, it's going through your sinuses and being drained out your nose. So this is what they're doing. If you're feeling like your nose is running a little bit, or maybe it's not, but it feels like it is, that's what's happening. We'll do it some more here for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. Tanya has a question about...
throats here. Hang on. You might have a throat problem now because it's running down your throat maybe. Who knows? You know? So here we go. Just clear out your throat. So then we'll get here. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to do the sending to your lungs. So here we go. And if you have a fur ball coming up or something, that could be normal. Don't worry about it. So here we go. One,
meow,
two,
meow.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three. This might be better to stand on your head, you know. But anyway, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so hope you guys are doing well out there. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, my eyes are watering now. What have you set in motion, Marie R.? Ooh. Well, Tanya has a question, but it's not about the fur ball. She's saying, what might be in our throat? And I think that was written when you were removing snakes and stuff. So is there anything else in the alien energy, guys, that live in our throats?
Okay, let's see here. It could be many things. Sometimes, let me check out. This kind of looks like a fur ball, but it has legs on it. So let's get that out, okay? Here we go. So here we go. Many, many legs all the way around it, about the size of maybe half of the size of a golf ball. So here we go. This little creepy crawler is going to be released, and its family. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, there it goes, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So what we're going to do now is get rid of the poisons from all these energies here that are with us. Remember, they have poisons, waste products, and dead carcasses. And this we have also on the $30 a month healing, plus we do this on the 8-hour calls on Sundays. So here we go. A dead... the poisons. So here we go. Poison energy is being released from all these critters that we've talked about. One, two, three, getting hot. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do waste products. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. They're being released now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And now the ones that no longer are living, but they reside with you. So these are the carcasses. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, quite a few comments from this one. Gail saying, I have throat stuff too, hard to eat, swallow feeling, being choked. And Tanya says, that sounds like me. Kathy saying, this should help. Eric says, love that oxygen. Karen saying, thank you, Ron. My 10-year-old daughter says she can breathe better. And Ed in San Francisco is asking, will this healing help hay fever and itchy eyes?
That's probably another critter.
Probably another critter. Okay. All right. Marie R. is coughing a lot. Thank you, Ron, she says. And Tanya saying she wishes you were joking about the furballs. So let's see. Randy had a question a little bit further back. Let me just find it. Oh, yeah. So Randy had asked, I think it was on Wednesday's show, whether after ascension we come back to finish this lifetime, and you had explained basically that we don't. And so now Randy's asking if you can explain what happens when we ascend and explain where we go.
Okay. When you ascend, you have no memory of this lifetime, number one. and then you're at free choice to decide where you wish to go to. So you're not going to have any emotional attachment to this last incarnation, all your loved ones, your family, the earth, what you have here, your pets and animals, because remember, there's no judgment, so attachment would mean judgment. So you're strictly in the now, and then you do choose where you wish to go to, so use discernment, and you can maybe get out the proper tour guide of the universe of light, and you won't be redirected back to this location, because it will not be here. So you're able to go into the universe of light, and I don't think that this grand scheme of trickery will be done ever again to trap people here for thousands of years on a planet that does have darkness creeping into it. So in the true universe of light, you just experience life. You decide what life form you wish to incarnate into. It's then materialized in a sense by you. You have the blueprint. The blueprint gets energized, and you go into that blueprint, whatever that life form is, and you enjoy life as long as you choose to be in that particular energy. It could be like if it would be in time, which it's not, but if it would be in time, it could be 1,000 years of age before you want to get out of there. It's just what you wish to experience in a body of some sort. It could be a rock, could be a plant, could be humanoid, it could be anything that's created by the light. This is your free choice. And you just enjoy the experience of what you're experiencing. Choose to leave that life form. There's no trauma of anything dying. There's no pain, not like it is here in a hospital where you're hooked up to tubes or anything. You just choose to leave, and you de-energize the blueprint. No pain, no trauma. And then you go back to your home base energy, which is where you selected where you're going to in that lifetime, and then you choose another one. And it's up to you what energies you wish to go into in the universe of light. So everything is free choice, free will, and there's no emotional energies. It's just all pure peace energy wherever you go to. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay. Whoops, I just clicked the wrong thing here. Okay, so so Randy is saying, thank you, is Earth ending? So
yes,
you mentioned at the beginning that, yeah, that you wouldn't be coming back here because it won't be here.
Yes, as of right now, there will be no Earth after ascension. The Earth spirit is not going to re-energize this blueprint. This is why this is probably the last ascension that this particular energy will ever have. This is why it's so paramount to not get hooked into the darkness, to go into the dark side ascension, into a fabricated, created energy of the darkness that looks like the Earth. This is your parallel lifetimes. So it's very important not to be connected to those energies. It could be possible that the Earth spirit, if we clean out enough of the aliens here that we've been doing strongly most recently here, if the aliens go away, then the Earth spirit may choose to come back here again. But right now, it is no longer going to be energized in the blueprint. And your physical body, if you choose to ascend with it, it can only be attached and connected to the energy of the Earth spirit. And that's why it's so important to understand that. So if you are in the darkness at the false ascension time, then they will bring forth a false created Earth, and you may think that you're actually on the Earth after the ascension point. But there's no warning for when it's going to happen. There's no information being given on the date and the time, because the light only works in the now. There's no such thing as that. So the predictions of ascension can never be done in the light. The darkness may do predictions, but in the light there's not. So it could be possible that the Earth spirit, if the aliens leave here, could re-energize this particular blueprint over again. If not, it will not happen, because the Earth already has its blueprint ready to be energized after ascension. And in our terminology, it'll be eighth dimensional reality. The dark side is bringing forth channeled information of typically fourth and fifth that I have seen throughout the years here and people think they're going to like the fifth dimension or something. No, that's the dark side universe. Remember, any kind of prediction is darkness. The light only works in the now. And once you fully understand that, then you can help yourself out by not reading all the information out there, because you know that it's all channeled from the darkness, because the light doesn't do any channeling. So it's just a way of looking at it, because anything in predictions is the darkness telling you about what they're planning to do to you and for you. The light doesn't have any predictions. That's why there's no emotions in the light. That's why you're in the present moment, because you only live in the present moment in peace. All predictions will upset you somehow or activate the emotions in you of what could happen in the future. Or in the light, there's no such thing. There's no predictions. Oh, and the predictions that are out there can and will come true, because they are a prediction of the darkness, and this is what they're planning to do. So you have to be very cautious of that, knowing that that could be a possibility that could happen to you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Amy has a question about the furballs, I think. She said, I had some too, and she's saying, are they floating in the air? So maybe you want to explain.
Oh, okay. Whatever the light ship works with, they're gone. So it's not that they're going to be around you, hanging out, waiting to attach to you again, or you're going to walk through them or kind of get slimed with these energies. So whatever the light ship takes away, it's terminated. Nothingness. And they no longer are in existence in the darkness and also in the light. They're gone.
And what about if sometimes they're given the choice, are they not, to come to the light? They usually don't choose that, but...
Yeah, normally, whatever gets worked with before termination does have the opportunity to come into the light, yes. And then have their created darkness blueprint, we'll call it, of that life form, it does have the possibility to be recreated in the light. And in that recreation, it'll have a spirit put into it of light. So it is a light body with a light spirit. So both of those are available.
Okay. Lee is asking, can we ascend without our body?
Your spirit can ascend, yes. And hopefully, okay. Body spirit can come out of here. Remember, you're not whole typically, because part of your body is actually probably taken by the darkness anyways. This is why these calls on the eight-hour calls are so important, because the light ship does look for you like a pre-ascension type of situation, looking for the parts and pieces of you that have been stolen by the darkness. You have to remember, this is what people who do spells and witchcraft do on people. They steal part of your spirit, part of your soul, and do damage to it. The darkness does the same thing. It's just they probably gave these this information and the rights to these dark side practitioners, so they know how to do this. It's all from the darkness. And it can be very damaging to everybody.
Sorry, go
very,
ahead.
Very, very bad. Back to you, Carrie.
So Ed is asking, in the universe of light, how do we reincarnate without dying?
Well, there's no
so how do we go from one life to the next?
You just take the energy out of the life form. Very, very simple. The life form no longer exists, and you choose where you want to go to next. Your home-based energy.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all from your home-based energy where you decide to go to. It's a very simple process. Remember, in the universe of light, there's no such thing as death. The blueprints are just not energized. And your spirit never gets de-energized.
So whatever we were living as remains as a blueprint, and then we just go on and kind of reactivate another kind of blueprint.
If you just find what you want to go to, where you want to go to, what blueprint you want to activate, and instantly it happens, and you're now involved with another lifetime someplace, experiencing another life. It's that simple. And there's no emotions. See, here it's really hard to talk to people about that, because everybody's caught up into the emotions. and they worry about what's going to happen to them, what's going to happen to their friends, their loved ones, and at ascension time, there's no decisions. It just happens instantly. Don't have anything to hang on to because everything is brought back into light. If they can find you, that's the whole thing. So a child has a much better chance of having the ascension than an adult who got stuck into judgment bringing forth the DNA and their all their history of their ancestors. So that's the problem that we're dealing with, is that, you know, I don't normally talk to young children, maybe say a year old, because they're not going to understand it. They're automatically always going to ascend because their DNA typically is not activated to bring into them the judgments of the stored memories being activated from their DNA of their ancestors, and that starts you off in your dramas and traumas here on the emotional realm of, sorrow, basically, and pain and anguish and everything else, because the dark side wants to live on that. Unfortunately, you know, we don't get, paid for all of our sorrows. It'd be nice if we did. We'd all be rich. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Dreamer is saying, I thought the Earth was going to the eighth dimension. So, it does get a little confusing about what's going on with the Earth.
No, the Earth spirit, how inhabits the Earth, is going there. The Earth itself, this blueprint that you're living on, no longer be in existence. It could be possible that another spirit has the opportunity and could energize the Earth, but you could never live on that with your physical body. You could come back to a Earth like this if it's recreated by another spirit, but it'll have a different energy in the Earth. But you won't remember it anyway, because you won't have any remembrance of what you're living right now. In the light, there's no judgment, so there's no memory. Memories will bring forth emotions, and the light doesn't have emotions. Everything's in the present moment. So once you understand that, it's much easier to understand what I'm talking about, because you finally catch on that, yeah, the light, there's no memory, there's no emotions, and everything is in the present moment. That's just how you have to look at it. It's continuous in the now. That's you, Carrie.
Okay, so Eric is asking, can we feel the 8D Earth energy tonight?
I can do that. Are you guys ready? So here we go.
We're ready.
This will be the new energy that the Earth spirit will have. We call 8D. Remember, on the light ship, there's no such thing as dimensions. But here, we somehow divide the different energies off into different frequencies. So here we go. This will be what we would call 8D here, where the Earth spirit is going to. So I'll count to 10 to bring it in. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should actually feel your body kind of like floating. It should feel much lighter because you're at a different frequency now than what you were before. And that's kind of the way most people sense this. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's nice.
Also, if you look around, look at everything in the room around you, and you're going to notice that it's an object now, and it really has, as you look at it, probably no value to it. It's just a thing, okay?
Yeah, less meaning.
It'd kind of be like if you had a penny on your table in front of you, and you had a $100 bill. You look at these two items, okay, being money, and they really wouldn't have any emotional charge to them because they're both currency, we'll say, but you know, one isn't much more than the other. You can look at something of value in your house. Maybe you just bought a new computer, and then look at a piece of paper or look at something that has value. You'll notice that it looks all the same. It's just an object. There's no emotional triggers to that to want you to hang on to one more than the other. It's just something that's there. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing that. It's really interesting. That's a good way to measure where you're at, I think, too, to perhaps do that exercise kind of through the day to see how connected you are, how attached you are to your belongings also. Okay, let me see. There was a question. Oh, yeah, Gail has a question, an interesting question. I think there's a word missing here. So, Gail, I hope I'm saying this correctly, but I think it's how do you know where you want to go to next, where you want to incarnate to next, I think is what Gail is asking. How do you choose? How do you know, you know, once you've left one life form, how do you make that choice?
So that's on your home base energy, it has all that information for you, and it will show you all the different locations of the light where you can go to for your next incarnation. Also, on your home base energy, there are other spirits there. You may want to use the word souls. I use the word spirits. And, you know, there could be quite a few, and they may have been someplace, and they will tell you what they have experienced there. And also, unlike here, although it's the same thing here, I'll talk about that in a second here. Talk about your home base energy. So your home base energy, you can go into any other creations that anybody from your home base energy is living anytime you wish to have like a visit. So we'll say that maybe you happen to be a dolphin on an area that has an ocean. And you go back to your home base energy. You're still a dolphin. You're still energized in a dolphin blueprint, but you're a spirit now, okay? So the dolphin is still where it is in the water. And so you go to your home base energy, and another one of your spirit friends, hey, I'm now a tree over here in a different location. So you now can go into that tree because you all have the same frequency from the light ship, and this is why you hang out together. But he leaves the light ship at the same time, and I'm kind of using a darkness word there, we'll say, but to convey what I'm talking about. So when you leave the light ship at the same time, say day and time, okay, then you're all going to the same home base energy. So creations are being made continuously. So these are all your friends, okay, much like it is here with your soul family on the earth. Everybody in your soul family, and this may be interesting for all of you if you don't know this, everybody in your soul family can body hop into your body, and you can body hop into theirs. So if you start having situations happening to you that doesn't seem like your own, or maybe you feel like you're a little bit different, you could possibly have a spirit other than your own in your body from your soul family. Now, what's the advantage of that, okay? Remember, the darkness created everything just like the source did of light, so they copied everything. So let's just say, for instance, on a positive note, you have to lift up an object that weighs quite a bit, okay? And, you know, the typical example is, you know, maybe a car fell on top of somebody, and you come by there and you go, man, I need some help. So automatically you might have a bunch of your soul family spirits come into your body. Maybe you get, you know, 20 of these coming into you. And all of a sudden, you're Superwoman or Superman, and you lift that car up using spirit energy to work with that body, okay? And then the person gets saved, and you, you know, need to know that you have to keep that energy long enough so you can let the car down, okay? If they leave you and the car's up in the air, you could hurt yourself, you know, quite easily, okay? But if they stay with you and you drop the car down, then all of a sudden you, in a sense, performed a miracle because they came in to help you. And that does happen, okay? But the negative thing is you could have one of your soul family members come into you as a spiritual contract and agreement, and that spirit could have problems. It could, you know, remember, your spirit looks like you. Maybe that spirit, someone else, is an alcoholic. Much like an entity, it can come into you and give you that addiction. So that can be very upsetting. So you need to know that, yeah, they do come into your bodies off and on, and it may not be a positive thing. So back to you, Carrie. And I think we had a beeper come on there. Is there a beeper out there? Anybody on the line?
I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Ron. Yes, I had a question, Ron. When I do regular jobs here and there, I find that a restriction came upon me, and I would have to do the job over again because I missed an important step. And can I get a clearing for that, that restriction to release?
Well, if you missed a step in what you're doing, I would say one likely thing is that you may have been abducted and not here. That's a good possibility. It's hard to do a clearing for. Have a lapse of consciousness, which is what I think you're saying, you're probably not here. Something else is in you, but it misses the steps of what you're planning to do. It's possible that maybe an entity could be with you, and it could be doing something else consciously with you, and you can miss the same step. But typically, I would say it's probably not being in your body completely. Your body's still here, or a clone body of you is here doing the work, and I missed a step in the process. This is why people lose keys, misplace things, miss off-ramps, do stupid things, and then all of a sudden somebody catches them doing a stupid thing, and you go, uh-oh, and then all of a sudden you're back here again, and then you have the consciousness of, why did I do that, okay? Remember the old saying, the devil made me do it, okay? That could be entities or just not being conscious. But I will do one for entities, so let's do that here. So I want everybody to think of a addiction that they have. So that could be anything. Could be sleeping late, staying up late. Could it be eating potato chips, you know, maybe you like corn nuts or something that you eat a lot, you know, junk food. Even wholesome food. Maybe you're addicted to eating expensive food and you don't have a budget for it. You know, it could be anything. So think of something that you'd like to change. And we'll get rid of the entities if we can to help you out. So here we go. I'll get rid of some of these here. I can't guarantee they're all going to be gone, but think of that addiction. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You might feel them leave you. 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and you just can't ask to have it taken away. You have to focus on something because the light always sees you in divine perfection. You're perfect. So you have to find fault with yourself in order to get it released, okay? But you have to change one energy of perfection to the next. So you have to request what you want to have released. Actually judging yourself to become better. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. It can also work the other way. You might want to eat junk food. You could call an entity to yourself to get more junk food. That happens that way too. Remember, the light doesn't judge anything. But normally you want to change one thing for another to be maybe healthier, more in wholeness. So back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Larry. Hope that helped you.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. So we have a few more questions on the fast chat. Let's see. Amy has one. I'm not sure what this means, Amy. Maybe there's a word missing, or maybe I'm just not reading it correctly. But Amy is saying, why does the light cord?
Light doesn't cord anything. We might maybe find out what words are missing there, okay?
Yeah. Eric is asking, is it light or objects that cord? Maybe both.
The light doesn't do any cording. It never cords. that doesn't attach itself to anything else but itself. So there's no such thing as cording from the light. Cording is a way that you can take away somebody's energies. Like I said earlier, like spells and witchcraft and things, that's cording, that's energetic cording. But in the light, there's no such thing as cording. It doesn't exist. And you'd be taking away something from something, a different life form, which is, you know, against free will, free choice. So the light cannot ever cord anything. Have no need to, because everything in the light is perfection. It's always perfect, whatever state of creation it's in or what it chooses to do. So it cannot, it would have even no concept of having an energetic cord. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I guess it's a function of the mind. You know, our thoughts, when we're not in our heart, can cord us to things. So,
yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So
but you want to
Ed,
be in the present moment, be in peace.
Right. Ed in San Francisco is asking, does consciousness evolve in the universe of light?
No, it does not. It's already whole and complete. Nothing to learn. You're already light. That'd be like having a higher self or a lower self, or trying to get more light. Light is light. No duality, light, because if there was duality, then you would have a hierarchy of light. No such thing. Light is light. Nothing to learn. All you're doing is having experiences. No such thing as divine order, because if there was divine order, then that would be control. No such thing. No predictions. There's no channeling. There's no predetermined life path. There's no life purpose, because everything is perfect, just the way it is. Nothing for you to strive for. You're just having an experience in light. No judgment.
Okay.
Hey, Carrie.
LOL is asking, if I did the soul family clearing, can someone from my soul family use my body anymore?
If you had it released from you, I would say more than likely not, okay? I'd say 99.9% not, because you're disconnected from that. That's what I do on the 4-in-1 clearing. You're taking out of your soul family on that particular one. Your soul family clearing on the website with soul family clearing helps to get rid of contracts and agreements, but you're not taking away from your soul family. You're just taking away stuff around you that they're interfering with you on. So it's just like baby steps there to help people out with the particular situations. But the 4-in-1 clearing that I do will take you out of your soul family. You have your twin flame energy with you. You have your home base energy. I take away 13 planets that are cording you heavily, taking away your life force. These are either alien races or an alien being posing as a planet, but I just use the word planetary clearing on that. We do 13 of them. Wish to have that clearing, I call it a 4-in-1. I do that with you on the telephone. And you need to have an emotional clearing, a mental clearing, sensory clearing, and then you can do the 4-in-1. Sensory is past life with the C. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Amy is clarifying her earlier question. She's saying the fabricated light, the cloned light in time, light of the darkness. So I'm looking at her question again with that in mind. So does the light of the darkness cord? It would be, I guess.
All the time, yes. That's what we're dealing with here, yeah.
Okay.
That is correct. The reason why we're in the state of affairs that we are here is because they have taken us over and given us all these spiritual teachings and things that we have had over a long period of time. Remember, it's stored in your DNA, so practices that you could be doing now or the church that you go to is probably because your ancestors have had that belief. You're just re-experiencing that belief in this lifetime, mainly to get rid of it, more than likely. okay, because it's coming up, and your spirit is trying to help you do a healing, but it comes up. We don't understand that, so we think that we have a knack for that, and we actually probably fall down the same road over and over again. This is why some people are a certain religion for a long time, if you look back into your family genetics, because each time your spirit wants to get you out of that, but you don't really understand that, so you go on and get it reinforced each lifetime stronger and stronger.
Kathy is saying that she did the soul family disconnect clearing, and it's making it easier for her to be with her family.
Well, yes, so of course. Yeah, good. That definitely helps you.
Yeah.
What happens is, see, each time you go to sleep at night, we'll say, and it could be in the daytime too, but we'll just say asleep when you're sleeping because you're not really conscious then. You have all these people coming together, and they go, how can I affect your life? How can I cause harm to you? What can I do to sabotage you? And they're actually trying to help your body heal. That's the main premise why you have a spirit. So your spirit goes along with that, and you get your contracts and agreements and setups and broken arms and car accidents and situations, tripping over something, somebody causes something to happen in your life, and you think it's them and not you, but you actually agree to that process because you have blocked energy in your body. So, yeah, once you get rid of that, then all of a sudden these people may not show up in your life, and you may have a better life because of it. So that's why I put that on the website, to give people a chance to get rid of some of this stuff. And it is a very nice clearing. But the soul family one that I do with the 4-in-1 will get you out of it completely. Closing the door to the dark side agreements for you and all these spiritual setup and agreements, your learning lessons, what you came here to experience, basically, is done by your soul family. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. We're at 51 past the hour. So I'm having trouble writing in the fast chats. I guess I have to do one of those cookie deactivations, which I don't want to do right now. So if somebody could type in the phone number for me for the Q&A that will be in about 10, 11, 12 minutes, just as a reminder, after the CBS show, if you want to come on that call, the number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009 and then the pound sign. So that's coming up pretty soon here.
We can also use the Q&A, too, if you don't want to talk on the telephone.
We'll leave the
Q&A up, and you can bring your questions through the fast chat. That's what I meant to say. Go on to the fast chat to do on the Q&A call. That would be fine, too. I'll be watching that, too.
Yeah, great. Okay. Let's see if we have any other questions here. Ed has a question about time versus no time. He's wondering, how can there be no time in the universe of light if there's movement? Moving with time, I guess time or whatever, moving from place to place.
Everything exists in the present moment, so you don't need to worry about the time. You're probably using the laws of physics here, which is mind energy, and that doesn't exist in light. It's kind of like looking at something in your room. If you look from the left side and you see something, and then look to the right side and you see something different, you're really not seeing anything with time relations there. You're just seeing an object, and that's the way it is in the light. You just strictly don't use time because you're in the moment. Everything is created in the moment. You experience your creation in the moment, and then it's over. If you wish to have it stay in the next moment, you can do that too. That's probably what you're talking about. Like, we'll say that you're doing a finger painting, okay? So you do your finger painting on a piece of paper, and it would be up to you to bring it into each moment after that to hold it in space, okay? Otherwise, it would no longer exist. Everything in the moment is just strictly in the moment. Now, if your spirit chose to hold on to things, it's still not going to hold on to it in time because there's no such thing as time. It'll just be a creation that exists in the moment. So you're not dealing with time. It's not going to age on you. It's not going to decay. It'll just be what it is at that present moment. And then it's up to you if you create something to uncreate it. You just take the spirit energy out of that, and now it's a blueprint. And then it no longer has form. That's the dying process, we'll say, if you want to use that term in life. That's the way it works. Something that's materialized by a spirit, the blueprint, then it becomes a life form or an object or something, and then you take away the energy out of that, and then it becomes a blueprint again, and it has no more form to it. We take something that we bought at the store and take it to the dump, and eventually it's going to decay over maybe millions of years, hopefully. This is a plastic bag or something, but aside from that, you know, eventually it's going to decay and turn back into the original energy of the products that it was created from, the things from the periodic table here. All the different things that we have on the earth is created from the earth energy, and then eventually it gets decayed and comes back to the earth energy, which we might call ground. That's the way it works. And the light is instantly dematerialized. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So it's kind of what I'm hearing and the way I look at it about this business of time versus being in the moment is where you're focusing your intention or attention. That you never look back, you never look forward, you never look up, you never look down. You're just always kind of in the same, you're just focused in the moment. And it's a, like a continual focus of being in the moment. I know that probably is like a mind version of this, but that's kind of how I picture it.
Yeah, you have to kind of create a concept in your mind because your mind doesn't really understand the concept of light because it wasn't created from light. So the mind has all the emotions, all the judgments in it. So you will attempt to look at a judgment or an emotion to try to talk about the way light is supposed to be. And it still doesn't have a clue because it wasn't created by the light. So it can dance all around it, but it can never have it.
Yeah. It is a tricky one to try and understand with your brain, with your mind. I think really the only way you can understand it is when you do the mind-to-heart drop and you're really in your heart and time does go away and you have that experience of being in the moment and knowing that you're not in time anymore. I think really that's the only way, and it's a very difficult state to try and describe.
That's correct.
So
looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here. So if you wish to join me on a Q&A, it'll take me about 5 minutes or so to decompress, and I'll be on the call. So it's 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009, and we work with the people who have questions on the East Coast first because it's later in the East Coast. Then we go over to California. So, or maybe even further than that. We may have somebody who is just getting up in the morning right now listening to our show. Who knows? But that's what we like to do is get people that will be going to bed shortly. So, I'll see you then. Next program is tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, midnight Eastern. It's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So, blessings, everybody. And we'll be on Station 1 tomorrow night. So hope to see you on the call coming up here in 5 minutes. So blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron, and thanks to everybody on the Fast Chat. Thanks for writing in the phone number, Larry and Marie R. and Marcy, and see you all in a few minutes. Good night.
Night, everybody.